This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 8:02 this morning. Mike, Ali, Bo, Dylan, I hope you are enjoying this weather out there. Wherever you are at, goodness gracious, it is a big man's dream.
It is beautiful.
I had to walk back in and grab a hoodie this morning as I exited the building, and that brought a tear to my eye. I'm like the old, you know, the old commercial. Dylan's probably too young. You guys remember the old commercial with the Indian on the side of the road when somebody littered?
Yes.
That was me. I had to go back in there and I shed a tear as I walked out this morning, man. It's that time of year. I know it, and I know it's false fall. I don't even care. Don't bring my vibes down.
No, not
you
today.
Not today. And we do have a huge weekend of college football coming up. Roster cuts yesterday for the Atlanta Falcons. We'll get to the wake-up call in just a second. 404-726-0929. Want to hear your thoughts on the roster cut. Or maybe you have a thought about, you know, how quickly Travis and Taylor get married. My wife seems to think it's going to happen really quickly as well.
It is going to happen fast.
What's the over-under? Like, give me a month. 8.5 months?
It's going to be before she goes on tour for this upcoming album.
So when would that be?
It drops October 3rd. I bet the concert tour happens starting in January. So I bet it's a Christmas wedding.
What?
Well, but how does that work? Because it had to be their bye week, right?
When's their bye week?
Couldn't tell you, but
probably
it's definitely not around
before Christmas.
Yeah, it's way before Christmas.
It might be then.
She can take 2 weeks off from her tour to get married and have a honeymoon, right?
Well, you know what she could do?
Do you want to?
Hold on. Now, what she could do is, I don't know, she tours really weird, but if she does a world tour, right, which she probably will, she could do, like, they could do it in between the America and the Europe part.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably a natural break anyways, so, right? You know more about this than I do, like,
September,
way more.
October, November, December, January. So we're setting the over-under at, like, 6.5. Well, let's call it 7.5 months.
Think about it. In June would be perfect. Because you're out of camp, you're out of mini camp, mm-hmm. and everything, and of course he can do whatever he wants, kind of anyways. He might be retired by then. This might be it for him. He might have to worry about it. They might be able to get married whenever they want. Like they might be able to get married, you know, this time next year because they're like, hey, he's done. This could really be it because he came out recently. I think it was on the podcast that they were all on that he didn't train as hard or he wasn't as focused last season for football. Because he was already looking ahead to like the rest of his life and like movies and
right
and that the entertainment part of his career, so you know maybe this is it for him and he's focused and then next they have a fall wedding.
Yeah. Just as a heads up, the Chiefs' bye week is week 10 this year, so that's November 3rd through the 8th. Technically.
Okay, give me 24 hours to do some digging, and I will try to figure out when this is going down.
Before we get to the wake-up call, I was talking about how my wife wants to take a family photo. We didn't hire a photographer or anything, although we've done that in the past, but she wants to make sure we get a family photo this weekend. She was like, I don't know what we're going to be doing at the time, but let's make sure we get a family photo. Honestly, I'm just glad she held off till after I'm not, you know, to a part of the year where I'm not glistening from sweat.
Right.
That's usually the biggest ordeal. You know, you get a summer family photo op. I'm like taking a sweat rag in my back pocket. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, dude,
it's going to be
bad. Either that or we're going to have to Photoshop this thing. Curious, Bo, I wanted to throw this question at you. Which game are you most excited for this weekend? I'm going to take out Texas and Ohio State. after Texas and Ohio State, which one do you think you'll be paying the most attention to? And don't tell me Florida and Long Island, because I'm not here for that.
I don't know why you think I would say that. I mean, that would be disingenuous to say that. Maybe Miami, Notre Dame.
Okay.
I'm definitely, because I want to see where Notre Dame's at. You know, are they going to be kind of back to that? I'm actually very interested in Alabama, Florida State, because I just would. But LSU, Clemson.
Yeah, I think
LSU,
so too.
LSU, Clemson.
Also, sleeper pick for that. I am really excited to see Georgia Tech and Colorado play Friday night. I think that's going to be an interesting matchup. And I think Georgia Tech needs to get off on the right foot if they're going to have a good year as we think they are.
Yeah, the porch shop hasn't seen my parents because we've been busy with training camp and everything. And I was Mamie and I were talking. She's like, "Well, do you want to go this weekend?" I said, "Yeah, Sunday." You know why Sunday? Because I'm not going Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Why not? Because college football all day.
I will be all planted.
Day. All day.
Planted.
I'm going to tailgate at home and watch college football.
You know what I'm just now realizing? Because we're going to a cabin this weekend. I said, well, I want to go on a lot of hikes. And Graham was like, well, we can just hang out. It's college football.
Yeah. That a boy, Grant. That a way to sneak it in there.
Should maybe do that Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what? Early. Just now realizing
Let's do it
this.
Monday before we come home.
Right.
Or exactly. Grant, you're gonna get there, and Grant's gonna. Well, I think it's Saturday morning we could do a hike at 8 a.m. and then Sunday we can go whenever.
Yeah.
You're like, why is that specifically? Like
are you guys going to a cabin that's somewhere near like Society? Like, or are y'all just getting off the beaten path, like way up in the woods?
I'm not sure exactly where the cabin is, but it's LJ. So. Okay. You know, so
if you needed to find a watering hole with a television, you probably could.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's my idea of a trip to the mountains. Like, but I'll do a little hike, but then, you know, let me find a bar.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure we'll bring like a backup fire stick just in case, you know, the cabin doesn't have.
Y'all are fire stick travelers too. Bo does that. Like, I've never seen anything like
that.
Yeah,
I've got
fire stick always on standby.
You have to.
I've got one in my Louis for the Falcon strips. I've got one. I used to have it in my book bag, but I took it out when we went to the hospital for the baby, and I think it's in one of my other TVs now. Dude, they're a must. They're absolutely a must. Amy found a cabin back like two Christmases ago in that area.
Yeah.
So there's this one like gated community, and you go up, when you start going up the mountain, like it gets eerie, especially when you go up there at night. But there's a really good barbecue place up there in that LJ area called, like, I think it's Biggins.
That's gonna be number one on my list.
I think it's called Biggins. They shot, you know that movie, The Hateful Eight?
Yeah.
I forget she's a vegan. I'm just stepping all over Alex.
She just came off the top rope. Oh, man.
You know what? Let's just go to the wake-up call. I'm done talking. I got nothing to add here.
I almost lost it right there. Time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. We got a lot of things to talk about. I want to hear all about everything going on with your thoughts on the Atlanta Falcons roster and everything that came out of yesterday. Before we get there, though, a reminder, with Atlanta United season in full swing, be sure to join Jason Longshore every Tuesday night for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Jason has you covered all season long on the latest Atlanta United news. Plus, he's keeping tabs on international soccer as well. That's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer, Tuesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and available the next day at the Off the Woodwork podcast on Odyssey. We do have a couple of phone calls, and listen, guys, I think we've hit as wide of a range of topics this morning as we could possibly have hit. I mean, really, we have. My wife is probably going to make me sleep in the extra bedroom tonight, but that's all good.
Mike.
Hey, let's head back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Frank in Fayetteville. Frank, I hope you're having a great day, my friend.
Hi, thank you, sir. Morning shift. How are we doing this morning?
Doing great. Doing great.
Yeah, great, great burn, Allie. That will be at the top of yours. Awesome. So y'all familiar with the Jelly Roll song, Liar?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, all right. So on Friday, I make a big sale. I have a group text with my dispatch and my manager. I text in, hey, can you put this on my schedule for next week? Blah, 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 blah. I'm sitting in my van. I'm listening to that song.
Oh, dude.
Siri overhears me.
Oh,
they text my manager texts back first before Siri texts and says along the lines of, hey, next time, please call in before you schedule because we might already have something on the books for you. I then, because of Siri texted back, Now I know that you're a liar.
Oh, no!
Realized it. And, yep, so a few minutes go by, no one says anything in the group text. I then open it up and like, hey, how come they haven't texted me back? I see that. The song's still playing, like the very end of it, so I quickly get a voice memo of the end of the song. I send that in. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. This was a complete Siri text. Everybody laughed. We got a good laugh, but so embarrassed.
Dude, thank you for the phone call. Did he believe you? I mean, everybody believed you, right?
Yes. Yeah. He believed me. And I had the voice memo. If I didn't have that, I feel like it would have been a little more sketchy. Dude. But the voice memo, I feel like saved me.
That's an epic conversation. Appreciate the phone call. I don't know that I've ever, like, I definitely have almost sent multiple voice to texts.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, God. I'm glad that didn't go through.
Yeah, why, Siri, stop doing that. I don't need you to do that for me.
I'm so glad that you can actually edit text now for the first, like, I don't know what the time limit is, but you can go in there. Like,
you don't have long.
Is it like 60 seconds?
Sounds like Bo's been burned.
Yeah, it's between like 30 and 60.
Between 30 and 60?
Something like that.
I'm just glad you can do that or unsend it or whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely a big deal.
I don't do voice to text at all because Siri doesn't
speak. Oh, I don't either. I don't do it on purpose. Don't get me wrong.
Siri
I don't do
doesn't
purpose.
Speak Paulding County, so. Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Can you do that when Grant has a droid?
I don't know. I don't even bother to try.
Really?
You can on a group, but I don't know if it's one-on-one you can edit.
I don't know. Sheesh. I'm Apple. He's Android. I don't know how this works, but we're doing our best.
The gym teacher and the English teacher.
Exactly.
All right, man, let's go back out to the phone lines. Dylan, let's welcome in Wes from Dawsonville. Wes, what's going on, man? Happy Wednesday.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's going on?
Allie, you're going to be up in my neck of the woods. I would definitely check out Biggins. It's pretty good.
All right. I will make sure Grant gets a big plate of food there.
What a great name.
Yeah. Okay. I got the craziest butt dial story ever.
Yes.
Back in 2014, 10 years ago, I was working a retail job, and there's this cute little girl, and we were kind of courting a little bit. Well, on a day off, sitting on the couch, scrolling my phone, started telling my roommate about her.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We went into some pretty, precarious conversation.
Uh-huh.
And, for about 3 minutes, and looked down, and somehow, some way, I had called her.
Oh.
And she answered.
No.
And she proceeded to stay on the phone and listen for 3 minutes to the point where I literally, instead of just hanging up, I was like, sorry.
Did the relationship go any further after that point?
No way.
Oh, no way.
It was gone. But it's something out of a movie, man. It was it was crazy. I looked out at some roommate. I'm like, no way.
Before I let you go, were you critical or were you complimentary?
Oh, I was very complimentary.
Okay. Yeah! He was laying it all out there. Yes.
Very, very,
I love it, man.
But yeah. I love you guys, man. Try to catch you every morning, man.
Thanks. So.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate that, Wes. Thanks so much for calling in. Incredible story. Incredible story.
He probably just gave TMI, and that's why she was like, we're done.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
He was probably like, dude, she's a baddie. This, that, and the other. Oh, man, I'm sweating just listening to that story.
What could have been, Wes? What could have been?
Oh, good for you or not. I don't know.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up, we've got tickets for the Atlanta United 2 and Belize International Team scrimmage to give away. Hang tight for that. And we've also got a Life of Squid.
That we do. Caitlin Clark revealed a new logo with Nike, and a lot of people didn't like it. I want to get your take next. Morning Show, Sports Radio, 99 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan, of course, behind the glass. And practice squad signings can start at noon today. We'll get to that in a moment. I do want to mention that the Braves beat the Marlins last night 11-2. And for the most comprehensive coverage of Major League Baseball, turn to our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, every Sunday for From the Diamond on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant will bring you up to date on the latest Braves news with exclusive interviews and analysis that you can only get on From the Diamond. This week's show on Sunday is at 5 o'clock, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. It's From the Diamond with Grant McCauley this Sunday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, the Braves open at home next year. They had dropped their new schedule.
You know, I said this to Mike this morning. Who I felt bad for yesterday with the Taylor and Travis news dropping was the Braves social media team, because they had put together this amazing schedule release with Jesse Chavez.
Yeah.
And it got buried.
His hat shop or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I will say, this is on Major League Baseball, because it was the Travis and Taylor stuff, it's one thing, but it was NFL cutdown day. Like, what a terrible timing.
That's also a factor.
Know the news cycle here.
This is so shocking that Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred would make a horrific decision like this.
Did you not want people to see this?
It's so unlike them, out of character.
It's just crazy, man.
Well, go back and watch that video, because it was highly entertaining to see all those different hats. They're all custom for each series that was going to be happening. But as far as the roster being set today, practice squad signings can start at noon. What are the parameters around that, or what changes can we start to expect to see now that we do have this initial roster?
Have you started to work on your practice squad?
I mean, no, because I don't have a practice squad. The Falcons do. I just know the guys I think will be on it, but I haven't really started trying to piecemeal it, like, as far as a prediction. No,
yeah,
because I think there's going to be. Set is 17 players, if you count Lenny Krieg, who I think will make it, because he's pathway player.
Right. There's no downside.
So you got 16. I think there will at least be 9 that we had in camp, at least. So I don't know where else they'll go, so I haven't really looked at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Nick Nash will be on it if he
I was
going to
say,
it.
What if I ran through a couple and you say yes or no?
Okay.
All right. Simeon Barrow.
Yes.
Chris Blair.
Yes.
Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
Jashawn Corbin.
No.
Okay. Dylan Drummond.
Yes.
Josh Gray.
Yep.
Nick Nash, you said.
Yep.
How about Josh Simon?
Yes.
I think so, too. Carlos Washington.
That's the running back. I think he'll be on it.
Okay. Jordan Williams.
Yep.
Interesting. I don't see that one. Jordan Fuller, if they can.
Yeah.
I think they have to, right? Is it safety?
No, I don't think they have to.
They need safety depth somewhere.
They could get Henry Black.
That's true. All right, how about Ronnie Harrison? No. C.J. Henderson?
I don't think C.J. Henderson, I think they would say yes to, but I don't know if that'll be an option.
Yeah. And then you got Khalid Kareem. I'm sure they would love to keep him around, but I don't know where the reps come. And then Brandon Parker. Easton Stick's got to be one of them.
Yeah, I think Street and Stick are. I don't think Kareem is.
And I would think as far as their tackle depth right now, you probably need to keep Brandon Parker or Jordan Williams, one or the other.
I think Jordan Williams would be the guy. I don't think Brandon Parker. Brandon Parker was here last year, if I'm not mistaken, for a little bit. Sometimes when you're – because he's been in the league for a little bit, right?
He's been around a little bit.
Yeah, he's been around since 18 in the league, in and out, practice squads. They'd take Jordan Williams over him.
Yeah. I'll be curious to see what they do with this. They're going to have to keep a four safety somewhere. And you mentioned it could be Henry Black. He played a lot on Friday night. Jordan Fuller did not, but then Jordan Fuller gets released. So that's one of those ones with Jordan Fuller not really playing. You're like, oh, yeah, locked up a roster spot. Oh, God, no, he didn't. But I'm with you. I think the ones that I definitely want to see stay, Simeon Barrow, I feel like there's a huge upside to him. Chris Blair, obviously, I've been a huge fan of coming through. And I had one more. Oh, Josh Simon. I think other than that, we'll see what happens.
How much movement do you think we can expect? Yesterday, you guys were kind of saying like over the next 12 hours after the roster gets set. But yeah. How much movement are we really expecting over the next couple days?
Well, first and foremost, the list that the Falcons put out does not have Mike Jarrell on it, who they traded for yesterday. So they're going to figure that out.
Yeah, that trade hasn't processed yet.
So he's going to pass a physical or whatever else he needs to do, and you'll figure out where you go from there. I don't know. I would expect at least one more player to be added from another team,
and that could be why you see Jack Nelson right now on the roster.
Right, exactly.
He makes the initial 53. You kind of once the trade is processed. You got to have a corresponding move, and they think, you know what, most teams probably will go ahead and they've already got what they want filled out, and we can easily snag Nelson to the practice squad.
Yeah, I agree with that. We both thought they would keep 9 offensive linemen. They only have 8, but I'm with you. I think they stay at 8. I think that Jack Nelson gets pushed through to P squad, and you add Mike Jarrell. So, I don't know. Allie, I would expect at least one more.
Yeah.
One more move. Possibly two. I got to believe that they're looking for an interior offensive lineman. Got to believe.
I think they could be looking for another tackle, too. I mean, it just – the problem is, for me, okay, if they – then we know Jarrell's coming. If they're looking for another interior guy, that means somebody's not on the roster that's currently on the offensive line. Not named Jack Nelson. Let's take that one out because we think that could be the casualty for Jarrell. So that means it could be Hinton because Hinton is essentially the only backup you have in the interior right now.
Yeah.
He is the only backup.
Well, you got Javon Gwynn.
But that's true. But, I mean, Gwynn is only going to come in at center unless there's a dire emergency.
And Hinton's only going to come in at guard, so – I just think if you can find somebody that can do both and he's out there and he's available and he's athletic, then you probably would make that move. But
that means somebody else, another position gets taken from.
I agree. Unless they just outright let go of one of them and try to put, a Gwynn on a practice
squad.
And
that could be another reason why Felipe Franks is there, right?
Yeah, I agree.
So
it's one of those things. It's roster construction, guys. It's just that time of year.
It's roster construction. Are there any other guys that were cut yesterday from other NFL teams that you're seeing in your mentions? Like, oh, we should grab him. We should grab him. We need this guy.
Did we ever figure out the Patriots guy's name? Boat sent a text to me yesterday. I was like, oh, I've definitely watched this guy play before.
I think it's Cody Strange.
Yeah, I think that is it, too.
Well, that's not him. He's not a real estate guy.
No. The Patriots cut a guard-center combo.
Cole.
Yeah.
Now, Cole.
I could see that one happening. That's just, he's an athletic dude. Kind of would, he's not a wide zone guy, but he's an athletic guy that you think would fit, and he can play both guard and center. He's first round talent, a lot of upside. So we'll see what options he has out there. Maybe there's a starting role for him somewhere else.
Dude.
But I don't know. We'll see.
He's a big dude. He's 6'6".
Did you guys see that the Saints did kind of kick the tires on Easton Stick?
I saw that. It's interesting. Don't blame him. We would, hey, I'd see you that, and I'd raise you a Jake Haener.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to play that game.
I'm not trying to be a jerk, but, I mean, Easton Stick or Spencer Rattler, I like Easton Stick's. I think they both do very similar things. Is Rattler as good with his legs as Stick? I don't think so. I think Stick is much.
He's pretty good.
Stick is very – Stick's very athletic. He's fast now.
So is Spencer Rattler, though.
Yeah.
He's solid with his legs.
I'd take my boy Easton in a foot race.
I'd take him over Tyler Shuck, though. I can tell you that.
Heartbeat. Yeah, but they didn't waste a second draft. That's a second round draft pick. So you better be careful there. Yeah, a little Baron Burton's W sauce. I'm gonna put it on my. I think I'm gonna do a pork butt this weekend for a little tailgate for the college football. So I'm probably use that as my binder. I got two things real quick. Caitlin Clark and Nike have released a new logo. This is the second company in like a week that's put out a logo that I think is garbage. The Cracker Barrel one was garbage. They've now went back to the OG. I don't know if saw that last night. They went back. That's what happens when your stock tanks and you've wasted $700 million on a logo that you will now not use. That's called a new job for someone.
The new one was hideous. The new one was hideous.
Caitlin Clark's is like this, like two, Gillen, you see it's like two C's and they're interlapping a little bit.
Yep.
I'm going to retweet it. I'm going to retweet this from the Bleach Report at Squibbly929. And it's got the Nike logo on swoosh underneath it. It just looks silly to me. I don't understand it. Why don't you just do one C? Or like, it just looks silly. It looks like almost, it looks like two O's.
I agree with you, but I can't think of an athlete whose emblem actually looks cool.
MJ.
That's the OG. I think that's fair. But I mean, I just meant as far as their initials go.
Steph's isn't bad. I don't mind
Steph. Is Steph his initials?
I like
LeBron's. Yeah. Looks weird.
The Junior Motorsports.
Yeah, kind of weird.
When Junior came out with Junior Motorsports, his was cool.
I can't even think of what his looks like.
It's like a JR, and then it's like Motorsports.
I actually like Chase Elliott's logo, speaking of which. But it's when you have your initials for your logo, it's just a weird deal.
I'll say this real quick about Caitlin Clark's logo. It would look good. It'll look good on some things. Like, I think it would look solid on, like, a tongue of a shoe or, like, the back of it, like, the heel of a shoe, maybe.
Yeah, tongue of a shoe would look good. That's a good call.
And I think, like, if you just have, like, a hoodie with, like, maybe just the logo, like, on the chest area or something like that, or maybe, like, sweatpants, like, on the, like, outside thigh or whatever, I think it would look fine. But, yeah, it just can't be – the logo doesn't need to be anywhere big. Like, it doesn't need to be big anywhere.
Yeah, the certain, smaller the –
It looks like a Coach logo.
Yeah, the smaller the – Yes. Chanel, yes, it looks like Chanel is one.
That's what I mean.
It does,
the smaller the – I think that's a really good point. The smaller, the better. We don't have time because we're out of time. We got Josh Kendall coming up. But YouTube and Fox – YouTube TV and Fox are now fighting. Happens every – I feel like every single year it just happens as football starts. One of these providers fights with one of the TV companies and then the like TV networks, and then they go at it and you miss either a week or 2 weeks of your football, and then you get it back and everybody's mad and somebody's going to lose customers.
It's unfortunate, but if you want a great day out on us, call into the show right now at 404-726-0929 for a chance to win a pair of tickets to an exclusive scrimmage between the Belize national team and Atlanta United 2 scrimmage. This is closed to the public, so it's Saturday, September 6th at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Training Ground in Marietta. We're going to have two winners right now. Callers 8 and 9, 404-726-0929. And like Bo said, we've got Atlanta Falcons beat writer for The Athletic. Josh Kendall is coming up next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. My name is Mike. She's Allie. She's Bo.
That look!
And he's Dylan behind the glass. Just
he's,
playing, man.
He's who? He what?
Yeah, just joking. I was just seeing if you were you were alert and paying attention over there. Speaking of somebody that is always paying attention, we're going to go out to the phone lines immediately and welcome on our buddy Josh Kendall, Falcons beat writer for The Athletic. You can find him at Josh The Athletic on X. And Josh, appreciate you hanging out with us. I know it's been a busy 24-plus hours for you. I guess the best place to start, just – anything take you by surprise yesterday? Which roster move, be it somebody being on the 53 or not being on the 53, did you think, huh, I didn't see that one coming?
Well, the more I sort of marinate on this initial list, and I think we need to underline the word initial because, you know, there's going to be tinkering. But five defensive linemen surprises me. I'm surprised that Kentavious Street is not on this roster. I have had concerns, especially when you've got Taquan Graham, who's, you know, IR with the designation to return, but that means he's going to miss at least four games. I've had concerns all fall about how this team is going to defend the run, and those concerns are not alleviated by the five players I see on this defensive line roster. I thought they'd carry just more defensive linemen. For one thing, Nate Ollie, their new defensive line coach, has told his guys, I expect you to play as hard as you can every snap. And my part of that deal to you is I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure you don't play more than four snaps in a row. So you go out there and you give me four snaps to everything you got, and we're going to roll. We're just going to roll guys all day. We're going to play in waves. Well, you know, these are small waves. This is a five-man group. You know, I just worry about the numbers there. I worry about defending the run. That, for me, is the one that I woke up this morning thinking, you know, that seems odd.
Well, I'm going to move over to the offense for a second, Josh. Last year, we had three quarterbacks on the roster, now just two. What do you kind of expect to happen with Easton Stick?
My guess is Easton Stick clears waivers and becomes this team's practice squad quarterback. A third quarterback is a luxury to me. I think less than half the teams are doing it this year. Obviously, if you carry that third quarterback on the 53-man, you can bring him to game day and suit him up as an emergency quarterback. If you get to your third quarterback in a game, you know, I'm not sure you're in a great position anyway. And with all the question marks that the Falcons had at wide receiver, I mean, you got to carry seven wide receivers because you're not 100% sure how much you can get from Darnell Mooney early. Stuff like that. They carried an extra cornerback, another cornerback than I thought they would. I thought Natron Brooks would be a practice squad guy, but he's on the active roster. So an offensive line, you're going to have some wiggle room there because of McGarry and Norton. So that 53rd spot on the active roster just becomes too valuable to use it on an emergency quarterback.
Josh, they've traded a 7th round conditional pick for Michael Jarrell from Seattle to come in and maybe give some tackle depth. Kind of a 2-part question is, do you think they're going to go out and get more help for the interior of this line? Maybe a guy that can do the center and the guard work. And also, who's going to be the casualty of this 53-man initial roster for Jarrell to get here? Is it Jack Nelson or?
I think that they're going to go get another offensive lineman, but I think it's going to be a tackle. If you look at these 8 guys on here, Gwynn and Hinton are your backups in the middle, your center guard reserve, and Jack Nelson right now is your swing tackle. If somebody twists an ankle right now, Jack Nelson's going in the game. I don't think that's great. I think the Falcons like his development, but this guy's a 7th round rookie. I think they're going to add a tackle above and beyond Michael Jarrell. Jarrell's a guy who had a ton of upside coming into the league, basketball player first, got good feet, but needed to add weight and strength. He's in the process of doing that, but I think he's more of a developmental type guy as well. I expect the Falcons to try to go get a more proven tackle, whether it is somebody that they think will take the job from Elijah Wilkinson or somebody that they will just feel a little bit easier about throwing into the game if they have to on a Sunday.
Yeah, hanging out with Josh Kendall, beat writer for the Falcons for The Athletic. Josh, you mentioned the corners. You thought they kept one more corner than you thought they would. I'm with you on that one. I thought they would let go to Clark Phillips. I thought Natron Brooks would be part of it. But flipping over to the other side, the wide receivers across from them, kept 7 wide receivers. I didn't see that happening either. I think at the end, I thought, okay, we haven't seen Jamal Agnew all preseason. What are your thoughts on Agnew making this team so far? And were you shocked to see 7 wide receivers be kept on the roster?
No, not under the circumstance. My projection had them keeping 7, and I don't think that'll last very long into the season. I think by week 2 or 3, they'll be back down to 6 wide receivers on the 53-man. I think Agnew was almost always going to make this team because of his return ability. They feel like he gives them something in the return game. Their special teams overall were really bad last year. I think you see a lot of spots on this roster where they have, you know, that has impacted this 53-man roster with some of the guys who have been kept, like Mike Ford, like Felipe Franks, like Josh Woods and J.D. Bertrand. I didn't think both of them would make the roster. So I think that once they see how much work Darnell Mooney can carry, they'll be able to drop back down to 6. But for now, without knowing for 100% he's going to play week 1 or that he can play all the snaps they want him to play, they need that extra guy.
Well, we know this is the initial roster list. Like you said, some tinkering is going to happen. Do you think this is, though, the roster for week 1?
No, I think that there'll be a change at tackle, if nothing else. I think depending on I'll be interested to see the practice squad and how that works. I could see – I mean, I think Kentavious Street – maybe I'm just all alone on Kentavious Street, but I think the guy can play. I think he's a helpful snap guy in the middle of your defensive line. If he clears waivers, I would expect him to be back on the practice squad. And then you get into the elevations on game day. So you've got this 53-man, but we see so much now with the new rules that you're elevating guys for game day. So I think that wouldn't be surprised if on September 7th, whether it be the 53-man or an elevation, there are more defensive linemen, interior defensive linemen available to them.
Now, you're not alone, Josh.
For sure.
I thought Kentavious Street was going to be on here. I know that they love Laquelle London, and he's played well, but I thought Kentavious Street, because he gained – I mean, I don't know what you thought, but it looked like he gained like 25 pounds. He was bigger than he's been the last few years. I thought he was going to be kind of a space eater type guy in the middle, but – so I was surprised as well. I'm also a little bit surprised that Carlos, I know that he was injured, but that Carlos Washington didn't make the roster. Now that we know Nathan Carter is the guy, what's the role that they kind of want to, are they going to kind of use him and kind of like a complete change up with that 4-3 speed, maybe some like in the passing game a little bit? What do you think his role will be?
I think his role right now is special teams, and maybe because of his speed, you can I haven't seen him work a ton at kickoff return, but I would be interested in to see how that looks. But for me, there is no reason for a running back other than Bijan Robinson or Tyler Allgeier to be on the field, unless barring injury. I mean, I don't know that – I know Bijan is a special player. I'm not doubting that at all. I'm really excited. I think he'll be one of the most enjoyable players in the NFL this year. But for my money, it's never a wasted snap when 25 is on the field. So I want him to be out there a lot. So I'm for me, I'm not giving Nathan Carter any of those snaps on offense.
Josh, one of the names we haven't had a chance to hit yet is Khalid Kareem. I think you, along with, you know, myself and Bo and everybody else that was out there, saw him getting early snaps earlier in camp. But I think it's just – it's one of those situations where you spent two first-rounders on edge players at this point, and the roster construction just didn't seem to work out in his favor.
Yeah, I think that he's a guy that I was – you know, that I had my eye on because of run defense. I'll keep hammering that thing. The edges that appear to be high in their rotation, Floyd, Ebiketie, Walker, and Pierce. I have some concerns in each case about those guys setting the edge in the run game consistently. So I thought that there was room for a bigger-bodied run-stuffing edge. We'll see. I mean, you know, they may very well prove me wrong and – defend the run great. One of the things that Jeff Ulbrich came to New York frustrated by is he was coaching that Robert Saleh system, four down, a 4-3, and you're lining up four on the line of scrimmage every snap, and you're lining them up in the same place, and you're playing the same way. And he felt like they got gashed in the run game a lot because people were able to scheme against that because it was too predictable. So this group is going to play a lot of three-man fronts, a lot of five-man fronts, you know, some four-man, but not much. So the roster construction and the bodies give them a lot of flexibility. They can give you a lot of different looks, you know, but at some point, it's still a physics game. You know, if you've got James Pierce, you know, outweighed by 60 pounds on the edge, that could be trouble.
Josh Kendall joining us here on the morning shift. All right, they got three safeties, Bates, Watts, and Helms. Why is Fuller not on? And I guess the better question is, why only three safeties, Josh?
I'm assuming they feel like Billy Bowman can step back there if they need it. I was surprised by Fuller as well. Fuller and Morgan Fox, guys that they signed, free agents, veterans that they signed in the offseason, who'd look like they would be contributors, especially Fox with that contract. Neither one made the team. So you can take that as a positive sign if you're the Falcons, that they have, you know, they are legitimately letting people compete for these jobs and saying, you know, we're just going to keep the best guy regardless of what his contract says. But three safeties, obviously, you know, makes you a little nervous. But so Billy Bowman may have to jump back there at some point.
Well, they will continue to tinker with this roster, Josh. And obviously, I think we all agree that they're probably not done as you head towards week one. So if anybody out there wants to follow along, at Josh the Athletic, he is the Atlanta Falcons beat writer for the Athletic, Josh Kendall. Josh, appreciate you hanging out with us this morning, buddy.
Thanks for having me, gang.
Yeah, good stuff. He brings up – I love that he said Kentavious Street. He was like, I guess I'm the only one on Kentavious Street.
No.
Like, no.
No.
No, dude, we're right there with you. I had the same questions and continue to have the same questions about the interior defensive line. I'm not sure how they're going to stop the run.
I liked him the first game he ever played here when he came in, when I think after Grady got hurt.
Yep.
I've always been a Street fan. I like him. I like how he plays. I'm just shocked at it. I don't know. I tend to believe that they are going to try to get these guys back and use that standard elevation. Because remember, you can have 48 players every week. And they're going to, and they've done it every year. They've taken advantage of the standard elevation. Remember, we saw Brandon Doris make the 53 last year. I think he was active for like three games.
Yep.
Well, thanks again to Josh for joining us today. I want to say congrats to Pat from Bowden and Rick from Griffin. They won those Atlanta United scrimmage tickets. Do not worry. We'll have more tomorrow. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. That's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. However, Bo is hanging back with steak today. So stick around for the Steakhouse next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta.
Pew, pew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.